everyone. Welcome to. Thank you. See. Good evening, everyone. Welcome to this meeting of the Exmouth Town Council Planning Committee on the 30th of January. Item number one on the agenda is apologies for absence. We have them from Mike Rosser, David Paul, and Frank Cullis. Do you have any more at all? Not heard from Andrew.
Yes. Andrew Coleman, because Andrew Coleman has said he's away from last week anyway till now.
Okay, that's cool. That tomorrow, okay, so I think that is then that'd be cool. So item number two is the minutes of the meeting held on the 16th of January. Do we have a proposal and a second for acceptance of those minutes? Thank you, Tim. Thank you, Brian. All those in favour, thank you very much. Item number three is declarations of pecuniary interest and dispensations. Does anybody have anything to declare? Councillor Lynn Elson.
I don't know that I do, but I probably need to declare personal interest in Raleigh Manor Care Home, because obviously my employer would deal with people that are resident in Raleigh Manor.
Okay. Thank you. Councillor Montoy.
Application 23065, 2 Highbury Park. I'm very well acquainted with the couple that live next door to that property.
Okay, thank you. Anybody else at all? Councillor Sherry, please.
The appeal that was turned down for Barnaby Griffiths. He was the landlord for the office I worked in.
Okay.
Probably I need to declare as well, because he's the proprietor of the office at Exmouth and District Community Transport.
Yeah.
Okay, you got those.
So that's just a decision for noting anyway, so you're not being asked to...
As long as you don't discuss it.
You're not being asked to comment on that, it's for noting, so I don't think we need to report that, it's fine.
Yeah, it's
been
turned down anyway,
Okay, item number four is urgent business. Should we just move that and discuss it with the other town board? We'll do that later. Just with the other one, that's
fine.
So we'll move for now. We'll move to item number five: tree and advertising consent applications. Whittaker and Raleigh planning application 22.2675 tree. The proposal is to sectionally dismantle down to 3 metres in height a copper beech. The tree officer's report recommends approval, subject to a replacement Scots pine plant in the location agreed, and Councillor Frank Cullis supports that recommendation and is encouraged to see that the base of the old tree will be retained as habitat. Does anybody wish to comment?
Happy to second.
Okay, that's fine. I'm so happy to propose and then a second. So all those in favour? Excellent, thank you very much. So now we move to planning applications. First one is Brixington, application 22.2660 Shalimar, Marley Road. And this is for alterations to a dwelling, including the construction of single and two-storey extensions. The installation of first floor side-facing windows, alterations to fenestration, balcony to north elevation, and provision of cladding. We have no comments from statutory consultees or representations. I didn't do this last time, so I should read it. This pertains to Exmouth Neighbourhood Plan Policy DB2, that all development should take account of surrounding building styles as written in the Avenues Design Statement of 2000 and something. And EN1, which is proposals for development within the built area boundary will generally be supported. Proposals outside that area will only be permitted where they're in accordance with a specific policy within the neighbourhood plan or where absent policy or site-specific allocations contained in the East End local plan. Right. Councillor Fred-Cahill.
Well, first of all, can you confirm whether it's lower or higher than Marley Road?
It's Shalimar Marley Road. I don't know. Can we find out if that's on? Would that be?
Should have it on the location plan, shouldn't we?
Yeah.
Just Marley Road, just Marley Road there.
Mm. Yeah, I know, but they call it lower and they call the other one higher. That's far and near.
Okay.
Is there any complaints from any neighbours?
No, there's no comments from anybody.
Plenty of room here.
Yeah. So you're happy to praise that, Councillor Terry?
Yeah. But I'd like to make one from these up. It's true that this is the only house in that immediate neighbourhood that they hasn't divided and subdivided their plot of land. The three that they pointed out.
Oh yeah, sorry, Terry, can you press that? Right.
I would just think that they're talking about the cladding. The three that are there have got like a blue grey. I don't know whether it's aluminium, but they're getting aluminium for their windows and that. But they're talking about larch, which is wood, isn't it? So that would be like a brownie sort of colour. I think it'd fit in better. The three that surround them, they've all done really modern updates and that, so that's fine. It would be better if the cladding that is of a similar colour to the other three.
Okay, is there something we can know that as a...
Mm-hmm. Yeah,
the councillors have if the cladding was the same colour, but aside from that,
I'll second it, yeah.
Okay, so we have a proposal and a second for acceptance. Does anybody else want to speak on that on top? No? All those in favour? That's unanimous, thank you. Planning application 230084. 14 Spencer Close. This is for a single storey rear and first floor side extensions. There's no comments from statutory consultees and no representations. And again, this is Exmouth Neighbourhood Plan Policy EB2. Councillor Terry Nicholas.
Well, I misread it at first, thinking that they wanted a two-second storey ones, but they're going to put one side extension that they want to build on is there at the moment, and it has got a flat roof. And they have got a large plot, and the single story rear basically is just infilling, you know, bits that they should have been done before. I don't have any particular problem with it. It's close, it's only got 15 houses on it, so.
Okay.
But they've all done bits and pieces. It's fine.
That's the Fred Cahill. Fred?
I'll come to that.
Yeah. Okay, so we have ask again, does anybody else want to speak on that one? No. So we have a proposer and seconder for approval. All those in favour? Thank you very much, that's unanimous. So now we move to 22-23534, land adjoining 12 at Copse, and this is for the erection of a two-storey, three-bedroom detached dwelling. These are amended plans for consultation to illustrate a reduction in the width of the dwelling. On the 21st of November last year, the Town Council objected. Members concurred with the representations from neighbours. The revised application had a similar footprint to a previously refused application, and this was refused on the grounds that the proposal would be visually prominent when viewed from Deanham Way and would appear cramped. and that application did not mitigate those concerns, so it was considered to be contrary to EB2. Policy TC9, parking provision in new development of the local plan, states that spaces will need to be provided for parking for cars and bicycles in new development. Guidance states that 2 parking spaces per home with 2 or more bedrooms should be provided, and this proposal was not within a town centre and makes no provision. The application was considered to be contrary to the policy provision TC9 of the local plan. Furthermore, the proposed development, by virtue of the limit of space available, failed to allow adequate space for the semi-mature replacement tree, which was expected to grow to the same height proportions of that which was to be removed, or which was removed in 2011, I think. The application was considered to be contrary to local provisions of policy D5, trees on development sites, of the local plan. So in December last year, East End Trees said that the location of the building so close to the trees would inevitably lead to future pressure to prune or fell the trees, and the development does not consider the long-term growth or future impact of the development on either tree. So the application should be refused as per East End Local Plan Policy D3. There were 19 representations in respect to the original application. When I looked earlier, I couldn't see any in respect of the of this new application, but you know, so there have been none since, but 19 for the previous one. Councillor Fred Cagle.
I think we turned this down last time, and I think my comments were all about the overdevelopment of the area, and I stick to the same thing.
Okay, cool. Councillor Jerry Nicholas.
Would it be possible to get it up on the screen, please, to see how much they've reduced it by? Sorry, my outlook was in and out all day.
No worries at all.
Suddenly you're looking at it and then that's it. Yeah.
Gone.
The computer's gone.
Yeah. What, do you want to look at the...
How much the footprint's been reduced by?
It's not... It's... These are the amended... That's the...
So this is the one that we're looking at now.
That's I don't know if that makes any difference.
Have you got the original?
Yeah, I'm just gonna location book.
Would that be a separate application?
Yeah.
Related cases. Ah, there you go, that's it.
Yeah.
So that's what it was.
Mm.
And then
and this is
that's what it is,
very
isn't
much,
so it's slightly less.
So that's the river and that's that one.
Yeah, so on the original one it's obviously quite close to that tree. So they've pulled it back.
We haven't had any updated comments from the tree officer, I'm afraid, so
okay, so on the grounds, you said overdevelopment, did you, Fred?
Yeah. Also, if we haven't got the tree officer report, which is another failure factor.
Yeah.
Then.
Okay.
Yeah. I'll go for refusal.
Okay, so anybody else wish to comment at all? Councillor Brian Bailey.
Thank you, Chair. I think. It's a significant improvement, to be honest with you. It seems to be less square, so it fits into the area a lot better. You're planting your new trees. The old tree is gone, if I remember, some time ago, is it? So, you, as long as you're 30 metres from the crown of the tree, which You got any measurements on that, please, Ron? Really almost touching it.
Also, something about other avenues for parking spaces.
I was going to say there is actually no. So the previous concern was raised about parking as well. There is, as far as I can work out, no change in the application regarding parking arrangements.
Okay, so that was another concern we had.
I'll see if I can get a perspective of what it was like before. I don't know if they... Oh, here we are. So this is the original proposal. As you can see, it was a lot wider, and this is the revised one. But as I say, I don't think there's any change in the parking arrangements for the development.
So one of the concerns may have been met, but not necessarily all of them.
Mm-hmm. That was something we did discuss.
Yeah. So we do have a proposer and a seconder for refusal on the grounds of overdevelopment, and I guess not addressing some of the other concerns, including parking spaces. So are we happy to vote on that?
And
no tree officer report as well. Yeah, so we don't actually know that. It looks better, but we don't know that, do we? So, okay, so all those in favour of refusal, all those against, and abstentions. Okay, so it's recommended for refusal. Thank you. So we now move to Holsden. Planning application 23-00574, Elmfield House, 19 Little Mead Lane. This is for a conversion of an existing roof space above flat 2, first floor, into an additional residential unit together with the formation of new dormers on the northeast and southwest elevations. We have no comments from statutory consultees and no representations. This again is excellent Labour plan policy EB2. Councillor Lynn Elson. Lynn.
Yeah, I'm sure probably quite a few people know where this is, Elmfield House, which is at the bottom, well, sort of when you turn into Little Mead Lane and Roundhouse Lane. There's been quite a lot of alterations to this house over time. It was it used to be just sort of like a couple of flats, and then they've added more flats and more flats and various other things. I'm not surprised that they converted the existing roof space to above the flats, but I don't think there's too much concern with the dormers. My concern is cars going in and out of the property, because it is quite a nasty little bend bit where people turn in, you know, from Roundhouse, and there is quite a lot of traffic going up Little Mead Lane now. So I've got more concern with the cars, and because it doesn't seem to be any turning circle or anything like that on the plan when I looked at it. So I'm hovering really between approval and sense. I'm not too unhappy with the thing. I know parking is an issue that probably they won't say much about, but highways never comment anyway this time of the plan. So I'm hitting really probably to refuse it, because I'm very concerned about traffic issues, but I don't know, Brian's made some comments as well, haven't you, about traffic and cars coming in and out.
I'd like to see if they're being consulted.
Because it is quite near the...
Yeah, the turn.
There has been a letter of objection that has just come in.
Oh, I didn't see that one.
So that has literally just... but it says 72 hours for scanning, so... So we haven't, but there is a letter of objection there. I was just checking to see if Devon County Highways are being consulted. They are a consultee, so they are invited to comment on those concerns.
Because, I mean, it's dangerous now when people back out of that part, because just as you turn from Roundhouse, and people go straight up to Hullam Road, and it's tight anyway, but Tim knows it very well, like I do. And so... that's what concerns me, but Brian, to your point.
Yeah, Cassie, sorry. Right.
Yeah, everything else is okay. I mean, the there's a similar dormant next door anyway, and the difference to the street appearance is not significant. It's too far back really to make any difference. So everything else about it is acceptable. It's quite good that they can have internal access, but it's just that query about the car access. But as many properties on there, one way in, the same way out again. Can we sustain that argument? I mean, the argument being, I think that if that road's going to get busier and busier.
So, does anybody else have a comment? So, what are we saying then? Are we saying recommended for approval subject to highways or?
Yeah.
So you're happy?
Nothing else wrong, it's just the actual highway part of it and whether they make a big display, I don't know, whether they need to do anything. So, in principle, I've got no objection at all other than the
building's
fine, it's not out of keeping or anything.
And hopefully, if we raise it, it's only my nudge to comment.
I don't know what the objection is, Mike, I don't know.
It's literally just come in.
Okay, so we do have a proposal and a second for approval subject to highways. So all those in favour? Okay, that's unanimous. I hope that they do come in. Okay, so excuse me. Planning application 23006 54, to Highbury Park, a two-storey extension to be built to replace an existing garage on the side of the house. The only comment we have is from South West Water. The applicant has contacted South West Water, unable to comply with requirements for asset protection, because I think this is quite close to a main underneath the ground. No representations. This is Exmouth Neighbourhood Plan Policy EB2. Councillor Brian Toy.
Yes, the frontage elevation, it looks slightly wider because you're going above the garage, but the distance between that and the next property is not changed. The only thing and of course the dormers at the back anyway, and that's not the bit of the side is a slight question. The bathroom and toilet are put on that side, and the plans don't show any fenestrations, but you're going to have windows for the toilet and bathroom, aren't you? So they must be, as long as any fenestrations put in are obscure places. I've got no problem. It makes it look slightly wider, but then there's a wider front of the property opposite, so it's not particularly out of keeping. So I would recommend approval.
Okay, subject to.
Subject to that question about fenestration.
Mm-hmm. Fenestration in the toileting areas.
There's nothing on that side elevation.
I mean, I assume there are health and safety things when it comes to rooms like that, so maybe we could just write a note that we're a little bit confused by that.
I'm not sure if there was an open window, there'd be much overlooking problem anyway, but just
it's not a window I choose to look in. Councillor Lynn Ellison.
No, I think
Brian, there's lots of alterations to places in Highbury Park. Some are bigger than this, and I picked up the same as Brian with the windows.
Can
I just actually go back a page to the list of documents?
List of documents ones?
No.
I saw dial before you dig South West Water and then it's gone and I thought, I never heard of that before. Dial before
you dig. That one, yeah.
Let's see.
Fred's just curious what that dial before you dig document is.
Yeah, properties out there.
Yeah, it is.
It's just standing advice around, you know, if you're excavating close to Southwest Water assets.
It's always handy to know that there's these documents out there. I've never seen it before when I saw that.
Yeah. It's just their standing advice.
Cool. So we have a proposal and seconder for recommending approval, subject to those questions.
Do you have a window in there?
Yeah.
It doesn't look as if they have got a window.
No,
but
it's unusual
not
to have a window at all, isn't it?
So. Enjoy having reservations.
Yes, we've definitely got reservations. So all those in favour? Cool, that's unanimous. Thank you very much. We have no applications for Littleham today. Yeah. So we have two for town now. There's the one in the original agenda and also the one we've moved from urgent business. So first of all, planning application 22-2540 full to Chapel Street, which is the old post office. Replacement of the curtain wall into the front and relocation of existing cycle stands. And there are amended plans which show that the proposal was to subdivide the existing unit into two retail units. And I also learned a new word today, but I've forgotten it already. as part of this, spannel or something? I don't know. The town council had no objection to the previous plan. Councillor Ollie Davey has no objection to this, subject to the number of cycle parking spaces not being reduced. And if you count them on the plans, they moved them to areas which are out of the way, because I know that was a concern as well, around the what used to house the clock. I have no objection to this at all. I think it's important that it can't look any worse than it does now, and I think it's important that this building gets used. So that being my representation, Councillor Tim Dunper.
Well, yes, Joe, thank you. I agree with you, and I mean, we know now where the cycle stands are going, which was one of our things. I'm not entirely sure why they had to put this amended plan in, because we knew it was going to be, they told us it was going to be divided into two. That was the whole thing about the previous plan, and that was one of the reasons why we thought it was important, because we want things sold, we want it used. That's all I've got to say, really.
Absolutely. So we appear to have, does anybody else want to speak to? We appear to have a proposal and seconder for recommending acceptance. All those in favour? Thank you very much. We now move to the other one, which actually is an advertising application. Planning application 22-2652, advert. This is for a bus shelter on Exeter Road. Do you know what? Which one is it? Is it the one
outside All Saints Church?
Okay. I assumed it was, but actually just go to me, there's other ones.
Only one
now, or the next one. Yeah. And it is to replace the existing double-sided, internally illuminated six-sheet bus shelter advertising displays. It's a long way to send posters. With double-sided digital displays, replacement digital displays will portray static advertising images that change every 10 seconds. Councillor Tim Dunper.
Yeah, I don't know whether was it circulated on email at the last minute, Bronze?
Yeah, it there was a bit of IT issue, I can only think, because I didn't get the notification for some reason, so we've had to put this on as an urgent business, I'm afraid. So.
I know we got it. I'm not sure. Did anybody else get this email?
Unless it was very late.
I mean, we got it.
Was it circulated to all councillors?
No, it was the urgent business I notified town board. Okay. Yeah, I didn't.
So you might have to pull it up.
Yeah, should we have a comment on that?
Yeah. I mean, just to make a couple of quick points. I mean, we are, I'm sure, very glad that a new bus shelter is coming for that shelter, because it is in a pretty rubbishy condition.
Yeah.
Just one question. Will it be one of the ones with living rooms, or is it just going to be straight? Because you know, we have living rooms.
It's not a firm bank application. It's Clear Channel.
Oh right.
So it's the advertising bit.
Oh right.
Yeah. So it's not firm bank. It's Clear Channel. So
you get to put pictures of grass on it.
So Firm Bank, the shelter that Firm Bank have put in for us on the parade, has got the living
room.
That's
got living rooms, yes.
But yeah, this is from Clear Channel.
No, I see. So any other advertising ones in the town will all be Clear Channel, will they?
No. I'm not. Most of them are going to be Firm Bank.
Oh, right. Mm.
So do
Clear Channel. I think Firm Bank have got adverts on there, or have had. I'll have a look. I recommend approval.
Okay.
I'll do a bit of research tomorrow, but my understanding is that Clear Channel is effectively a competitor of Firm Bank's.
Yeah. Oh, so it's not like they did the advertising and...
I don't think so. No, because Firm Bank are... The shelter that Firm Bank have put in on Exeter Road for us, by the nursing home, they manufactured that and installed it themselves.
Yeah.
It's not an ad shelter.
No.
But likewise, the one on the parade, they manufactured and installed the one on the parade. Mm. Well, that came from Firm Bank.
Yeah.
It didn't need planning permission.
No.
So I'm curious why Clear Channel...
Yeah.
It may be, you know, like the one in the Strand outside the cinema.
Mm.
I've got a feeling that's a Clear Channel shelter as well. So it seems that there are a couple of larger ones that are possibly Clear Channel shelters.
Yeah. Yeah, I think I'm getting confused, because I think that Firm Bank actually put an advert of their own services on the bus shelter.
Yes.
Yeah.
So they're paying for advertising space. Yeah. They're providing to Clear Channel. But I think Clear Channel and Firm Bank are effectively competitors.
Sure.
So Firm Bank is a local company called...
They're based in Launceston or somewhere.
But Clear Channel, Firm Bank's in Cornwall, actually, Joe. Firm Bank's in Launceston.
Yeah.
I think this company's based in Manchester when I looked.
Yeah. Oh, they're a big company.
But I don't know why... That one shelter is still a Clear Channel shelter.
Yeah.
I'm not part of the Firm Bank refurbishment programme that we're working on. I don't know, but anyway.
Yeah, once we finish, I have no problem with it at all. The displays are going to be static, so I don't think they're going to distract. Is that the word I'm looking for? Traffic. It's set back from the road anyway. If they're going at the speed they normally do down there, they're not going to see it anyway. Has anybody else wish to comment at all? No. So we have proposed and seconded for approval. All those in favour?
This is a nice double shelter with bench seats. Mike's on them.
Yeah. Right, we have no applications in Wincombe. We do have notification of a new premises licence for Moore's newsagents, which is going to be taken over and currently being refurbished. Representations must relate to one or more of the four licensing objectives: prevention of crime and disorder, public safety, prevention of public nuisance, and protection of children from harm. I do believe, having looked earlier on, I think it had a license under the previous owners for about 3 or 4 years, around about 2010, but hasn't since then.
Can I just ask you, is it going to be the same sort of premises as a news agency and convenience store? Is it going to be something completely different? Because that's what I was asked this morning and I just didn't know.
Yeah, I'm not sure. I have seen people in there working on the refurbishment who, and this doesn't mean that they're taking it over, it might just be working there, but I've seen people in there working on the refurbishment that run Barbie Booze, so I don't know if they bought it as well.
Yeah, I was. That was all I was going to say. That it is in fact bought by Barbie Booze, and they're going to operate both of them now.
So would we not be getting a planning application for change of use of any sort of thing? Because it's a retail at the moment, news agents rather than just a Barbie. Is anybody going to tell us that officially? Or
Are they come under the same? So
the same they've just relaxed all the use classes, haven't they?
Yeah, I know, that's why I was asking really, because it does make a difference, you know, because of the type of premises it is and where it is.
So are we going to have another shop saying Bargain Booze, are we?
This one doesn't anymore, the other one doesn't.
Well, it's Premier now.
Yeah.
It's Premier, isn't it? What I was going to add was that Steve Gazzard and I were in the Strand two or three days ago, and we were talking to somebody there who has a business in the Strand, and they were saying, "Oh, we're going to get the boozers back. We've done our best to get rid of the boozers, and that's going to encourage them back." But we tried that kind of line when the S-Mart, and that's what I was talking about, the S-Mart, which is apparently not going to happen now, but you know. That we can't give that as evidence that it has happened in the past. We have to have the police on side in order to have an objection.
So it has to go wrong before you can.
Yeah.
Before you can get there. My concern is that when we had the difficulties in the Strand with people drinking and staying in the Strand and sleeping on the seats and various other things, you know, which was, I have to say, in my view, did come under one of these. Prevention of a public nuisance. Personally speaking, but that's why I was asking really, because I didn't know how the police felt about this, or if we knew how the police felt. Certainly, the community of both residents and businesses around there are very concerned that we're going to go back to having, unfortunately, some of those type of people back sleeping on the seats in the Strand.
Yeah.
Can we just get up there the hours of opening that they're looking for? You can find that on the website quite easily. Councillor Brian Bailey.
Thank you, Chair. I understand what Tim's saying, but surely that problem should be taken care of because of the Public Space Protection Order in the Strand. You're not allowed to drink over that in the Strand.
Yeah, yeah. Which is a thing that wasn't in place before.
If this does reoccur, and Sandor concerns it, if this does reoccur, we call the police and ask them to do their duty. It's as simple as that. Because I agree with the chairman, we can't say, well, this has happened in the past, because it's a totally different application for this premises. It's not been licensed for a long time, so we can't reference that problem to this particular business because it wasn't in existence then.
No.
So it's not relevant, is it?
Late night refreshment indoors. I get confused as to what that means.
We're
that doesn't
sure
mean alcohol, does it? Does that mean they're turning one of the two shops into a takeaway potentially?
What?
Late night refreshment.
I don't know. We didn't know whether it was whether they were going to have like a coffee machine or like. They might have a coffee machine and like a hot counter selling, pasties and pies or something. I don't know.
This is the problem with the I have brought this up a few times. The problem with the licensing with this is they show you everything that they're obliged to, but in terms of us making a decision as to whether or not we want to comment, it's really difficult because there's no detail and we don't get to see the form in the same way that we would with the planning one.
I mean, I take on board what Councillor Brian Bailey has said, but when we had the warehouse, we're still in the public protection, in the Strand, and we still had an awful lot of trouble with people that were congregating into the Strand, and it took us a long time to get the police to remove them.
Stepping outside of their licensed area outside, I mean, I think we can know all of these. We don't have to say we agree or we don't agree. We can just know all of these as concerns that we have, and it will be considered.
We just say concerns regarding the recent antisocial behaviour.
Excuse me, Jamie. We've already got Tesco's, which is selling alcohol considerably cheaper than anyone else in the area. If anything is going to be hung on someone's door, I would imagine it would be Tesco's door and not these other people, which are considerably more expensive. I don't drink beer, I just drink whiskey with my lovely wife. What the week was very content. I said, the comfort of my own home.
It's the operating hours though, Brian, because it's 6 a.m. till 2 a.m.
Well, we didn't, the trouble is, you see, you can't object because you haven't got anything to object to. You can wish that they don't do these things. Until something goes awry, then you haven't got an objection.
I think if we look at the
it's a presumption, isn't it?
Yeah, if we look at the S-Mod one as well, they wanted 24 hours. They didn't quite get 24 hours, but it was close to that. This, in comparison to that, which went through, is actually reduced significantly from that. Yeah. So I think
we can just highlight concerns regarding the potential for in antisocial behaviour.
I think that would be good.
Yeah. The difference between that and what was Bargain Booze is that that tends to be closed when they chuck out from the pubs. And this won't necessarily. So if you add that to the reasons why we think it might increase antisocial behaviour. Brian?
I just wonder whether the regulations insist on CCTV inside the shop itself.
That's one of the things it does tell you.
Because children going there to buy sweets and they... Not necessarily buy drink, they might steal it, you know. One's got to make sure that doesn't happen.
And to be fair, whenever I do pop into what was Bargain Booze, they are very much aware of that. They're always on the lookout for that sort of thing.
I'm sure the children would be going to S-Mart when they come with their own sprinkles or whatever it's called.
Yeah.
Interestingly, the antisocial behaviour is cited in the forward plan for Cabinet East and the District Council because of Dave Whelan's involvement, etc. So, I mean, you know, there are documented concerns around the adequacy of the PSPO and antisocial behaviour, so we could just frame it in that. Neither object nor approve, but just say that, you know, that's our own comment. And cite that forward plan.
It shows that we've taken on board some of the residents and businesses and wants
to. Yeah, absolutely. And it shows that we...
they are concerned that it's going to be, change the area a bit.
It shows we've discussed it as well. You know, it shows that we, as you say. I don't know if I said a minute ago, I can't remember, obviously, licensing... Items for information. We have an appeal decision for 43 Harrison Avenue. The appeal decision were attached to the information. Was that on another attachment? I didn't actually see that. Has everybody who needs to read that?
What was the appeal decision?
I think it was dismissed. I can't quite remember myself. Let's have a little look. It was dismissed,
Okie dokie. So we look at planning decisions. We objected to Ollaston and St John's Road. East Devon have granted conditional approval. We had no objection to Mundy's Farm on West Down Lane. East Devon have refused, and 29 Clarence Road, which is a listed building, we had no objection, and East Devon refused. Other than that,
can I just ask for that one? Was that because there have been a couple of applications on that? One was just the parking, I think, they moved. Was it? I assume it was that one.
Yes, it was. Yeah, it was in respect of the parking. I think it was due to concerns raised by conservation.
The other one was about Woodburner, wasn't it? And,
No, I could just ask a question about the Minis eatery that's now at the back of the house. Is it because the advertising is similar to what was there before that we've had nothing, or I've not seen anything? It's just I've had quite a lot of people contact me about the new advertising for the corner house kebab shop.
Which has just gone out, hasn't it?
And we haven't had anything for advertising. However, most of the advertising is the same size as the advertising that was there before.
Why? It's not illuminated, is it?
No, no, no. It's just so like that's probably, quite a lot of complaints about
it. It's like it was before.
Yeah, and I've just had quite a few complaints about it with the type of buildings that it's not...
Mm.
We'll investigate. We'll look into it, but we haven't had an
application.
No,
no, no, no, application. But I just didn't, because I'm not that good on advertising. I didn't know.
Well, it could be size, or it could be because it's not illuminated.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. I think I've had quite a few concerns raised, just that it's out of keeping with the Strand and the buildings in the Strand, and the fact they've been trying to make them.
It's not on listed building, though, is it?
No.
But then we. It's like the post office going to be turned into two retail units. Is that going to be kebab shops? You don't know,
do
you?
No, I'm not against it. It was the advertising bit people talking about.
Well, we don't do it.
I mean, kebabs can be lovely, but you don't need 87 places to buy them.
I'm thinking
what I've been. It's a long time since I had
kebabs. Not the one
I used to say, Fred, I've never had a kebab in my
mind.
I
don't intend to. No,
yeah,
I've
Yeah. Okay. All this talk of food has made me more hungry.